Sign up to the BBC's desktop alert service and that world will come straight to you. Be the first to know when news breaks as the headlines are delivered direct to your computer. With links to the full stories on the BBC's award-winning website, stay alert to what's happening in the world. Desktop news alerts from bbcworldservice.com.
Every week, BBC reporters go on assignment behind the big news stories.
Budget Karadzic, hello. This is Karadzic.
Helping us to understand the world we live in.
It was here the idea of the fast party came to light.
On the trail of news stories, wherever they happen.
This feudal attitude is what needs to be changed.
Assignment. Online at bbcworldservice.com.
At bbcnews.com, you can follow the latest news online. With our in-depth reports and interactive maps, find out the background to what's going on in the news. Our Have Your Say section is your place to join in the debate that affects everyone around the world. Share your views with other bbcnews.com readers and put your questions to the experts. bbcnews.com is updated every minute of every day, so log on to stay informed and involved.
Here at the BBC, we love to hear your views about our programmes. And with our new SMS text service, you can tell us what you think as soon as you think it. To use our SMS text service, type your international code and then 44 7786 202006. Text your views on our programmes at any time to 44 7786 202006.
Very sorry, we seem to be having some problems of bringing you the sports news. We'll do our best to sort that out as soon as we can. But in the meantime, we have some more news for you, some more stories for you. And first of all, nothing more fully evokes Spain than bullfighting. But steps have been taken which could, for the first time ever, see it made illegal in a part of mainland Spain. After receiving a petition signed by nearly 200,000 people opposed to the sport, the regional parliament of Catalonia has voted to hold a debate which could ban the practice. On the streets of the regional capital, Barcelona, on Friday, the move divided opinion.
A mí me parece muy bien, porque pasar el rato de ocio de la gente...
I welcome this, because I think that amusing ourselves watching animals suffer is just as bad as harming ourselves. It goes against our nature.
A mí me gustan mucho los toros.
I like the bulls a lot, and if I can't see them here in Catalonia, then I'll have to go to Valencia or France. Maybe across the border in Aragon they'll build a big arena so we Catalans can enjoy bullfights.
Well, with more details of the Catalan Parliament's vote, here's our correspondent in Madrid, Sarah Rainsford.
This was a closer result than anti-bullfight activists had hoped for. 67 deputies in the Catalan Parliament voted in favour of holding a full debate on banning bullfighting. 59 didn't even want to discuss it. The topic so controversial, the ballot was held in secret. The full debate will take place early next year, when deputies must decide whether or not to change existing animal protection laws to include the bull. That would mean an end to bullfighting in Barcelona, making Catalonia the first region of mainland Spain to ban it. Support for the corrida, or bullfight show, is already falling in the region, where matadors and fans of the fight say talk of cruelty and high ticket prices have driven people away. These days, many of the spectators are tourists. Catalan nationalists see the vote as another way of distinguishing their region from the rest of the country. They argue bullfighting is a Spanish tradition, with no historic roots in Catalonia. Animal rights activists hope if they can persuade the Catalan Parliament to ban bullfighting, they'll set an example for the rest of Spain to follow. But they know they have their work cut out there. Bullfighting is extremely popular still in the south of the country and in Madrid, where supporters venerate the matador as an artist and have no time at all for talk of cruelty and animal rights.
Sarah Rainsford reporting from Madrid. What's been a turbulent decade for car making looks like it will end with the loss of a well-known European name. Following months of negotiations, General Motors has conceded defeat in attempts to sell its Saab brand. The American car giant will now begin what it calls an orderly wind-down of Saab operations, much to the dismay of its almost 3,500 Swedish workers. With more on this story, here's our business correspondent Martin Shankelman.
After 12 months of trying to get rid of its loss-making Swedish subsidiary, GM today decided to throw in the towel. Its last hope had been a sale to a small car maker in Holland, but that had hit insurmountable problems, according to GM's vice president, John Smith. So in his words, they decided to deal with it and move on. That means winding down Saab in an orderly fashion and making thousands of workers in Sweden redundant. Saab car warranties will still be honoured, but its dealers around the world will have to either switch to representing another car maker or close down. The company has been making cars for 60 years, but it rarely made money recently and was considered too small to compete in today's market, according to GM. Saab's closure marks the end of a wretched year for the European motor industry, but could well herald the start of more job losses within GM Europe in 2010.
Martin Shankelman. Israel has expressed deep shock at the theft of the original sign from the entrance to the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. The sign carried the words Arbeit macht frei, which means work sets you free. More than a million people, most of them Jews, were murdered at the camp. From Warsaw, Adam Easton.
Thieves broke into the camp during darkness and sub-zero temperatures to steal the long sign with its black wrought iron metal lettering from the top of the camp's main gate. Police are looking at security camera footage and are offering a reward for its return. The sign is the symbol of Auschwitz, now a museum which attracts more than a million visitors a year. The crime has been widely condemned, with Israel calling it an abomination. A spokesman for the Auschwitz Museum, Yarek Mensfeld, said it was no ordinary theft.
More than 1 million people were slaughtered here by the Nazis, most of them Jewish. And this is much more than just stealing something. This is a desecration. And we do hope that the perpetrators will be arrested and that the sign will return soon.
In 1940, the Germans forced Polish political prisoners to make the sign, "Work shall set you free." It was a cruel lie, of course. Hardly anyone left Auschwitz alive. Most of the victims, mainly Jews, were immediately gassed upon arrival. Others were worked to death. It's not clear why anyone would want to steal the sign. Being so recognisable, it would be difficult to sell. A replica has already been put up in its place.
Adam Easton reporting from Warsaw.